My name is Jocelyn Sims. My son, Rayburn Sims, was murdered at the corner of Leon Street and Broad Street on May 21st, 2005. He was 30 years old. When I got the call, I didn't know what to expect. My son, Billy, said, Mama, he's going to be all right. Go on to the hospital and just call me if you need me to come there. But once I got there and it took them a while to come and get me, I realized then that it was worse than what I thought. And once they took me back there and they told me he was dead, I didn't accept it. I couldn't accept it. I said, it's not my son. He's not dead. I started screaming, and then I kept thinking, why would somebody kill him? And he's not a statistic. He's a person. He was my son. He did everything for me. Anything involving his kids, he was there at the school for them. Anything concerning my family, he was there because he was a family person. And since he died, nothing is the same. We still laugh a little bit and stuff and have our cookouts, but we all know he's not there. Since Ray been murdered, I've had nightmares. I dream of him in the morgue, and when they're cutting his body, I wake up because I felt the knife cutting me. I go to the Parents of Murdered Children meetings. That helps, but then when you leave there, it starts all over again. For a while there, I had to, you know, drink me a cup of beers just so I can go to sleep. I'm irritable at work with people, and I know it's because of this. It's horrible. It's like a nightmare, and I pray every night to God have a miracle and bring them back. That I wake up one morning, and my baby's alive. It's a circle. These thoughts just keep going round and round, and no matter what I look at TV, because there's a lot of violence on just about every station now. You know, and I'm seeing it in my head. Over and over, I see it in my head. God, I'm so tired of seeing it. I see him jumping, running into that car and trying to get away, and they started shooting at him. Oh, God, I know he's scared. And I should have been there to protect him. I should have been there because that was my baby. I should have been there to protect my baby. God didn't put that gun in that boy's hand or whoever it was that killed my son. That person is just, he's cold. Some little young punk probably. Somebody who think that made them a man carrying these guns. They think that makes them a man. They are nothing but cowards. Because he had something against my son, he could have went to my son, they would have had it out hand to hand. But that's what I feel like. I feel like I want to know who. I want to know why. I don't want them to face the death penalty because I don't want their mother to know that they're going to die. But at least they're locked up. They can't get out and hurt nobody else. At least their mother can go see them and hear them. I got to go to the grave to talk to my son. He can't talk to me. He can't answer my questions. They make it too easy for these kids and they kill somebody. You get more time for robbing a bank than you do killing somebody. They serve 7, 8 years, they out. And it don't make sense. If they want to kill somebody that bad, they love having guns. Send them overseas to Iraq and airplane sales. They want to fight, send them over there. The only way to get to be safe is to get these people off the street. I would tell a mother of a child who this have not happened to, I would tell her to love your child every day, to let your child know you love them. Don't let your child leave the house without saying, honey, I love you. And to the mothers of the children who have been murdered, I say to you, I feel your pain. I've been there. What we're doing is we're learning to live with our pain. The pain is not going away. We have to live on because of our other children, our other family members. But we only half alive.